Monday. Let's try that again. Monday, March 21st, 2022. 8:02 a.m. Okay, so I have not been painting much lately. I've got kind of a little side project that I decided to work on. I don't know. I was just sitting there one day a couple of weeks ago, and I was thinking, you know, we could lose power, and we'd be in a world of hurt. We'll lose power for a long time. It happened quite a few years ago. They had this big transformer outage or something that happened that really didn't happen around here. It was like happened like in around Utah, Colorado, somewhere around there. They had some kind of big blowout, and it affected us here in California. Anyway, and the funny thing is, or the unusual thing is, that we kept power here. We really didn't have an outage here at my house, in my neighborhood, my area, which is Fair Oaks. But all around us, everybody was out of power, like for like 2 or 3 days. You know, it was ridiculous, and people were really really complaining a lot. So they were caught with their pants down and not having any power to deal with. But all throughout these years that we've lived here since 1985, power has always been pretty reliable. I mean, yeah, the power will go out for maybe an hour at the most, but it'll come right back on. And it's not very often that happens. I'm thinking that I'm on a grid, part of a grid, that because there is a rich area around here. You know, I think even the governor lives in Fair Oaks. I'm not quite sure. But it's a rich area, and I'm guessing that their good buddies in power have made extra efforts to make sure that power doesn't go out here in my grid. Because like I said, it rarely goes out, and when it does, it's not for very long. I mean, it comes right back. You know? So I don't know why, but I just put it in my mind to deal with some power backup system that here. And I ended up buying a little battery that can handle up to 500 watts of power. And I already had another, like a backpacker's battery, solar charger type thing. It's solar charger, backpacker's battery, all in one. And we've used that for years, for a couple of years at least. But besides the battery, I got a little solar panel charger that can charge the battery up if need be. But besides that, I decided to go ahead and get a generator. And it's a pretty good-sized generator. It's California Air Resources Board compliant, so I'm happy there. It's Western Electric Generator 9500, dual fuel, and which means it'll run on gasoline and propane. And it has peak power of what? 12,500 watts surge or peak power in gasoline, that is, and propane is just a little bit less. But so my little side project has been gathering that up, and also I'm researching it and what have you, and to make sure that I'm trying to run the whole house on the generator, and supposedly it's feasible. I added up all the little wattages and stuff, and it should handle it, you know. But the real problem, the most important problem, is being able to hook up the generator to the house safely, because you don't want power going out and hooking up your generator and just putting it to the house in some way, and having it your generator power going back out the lines that usually come in. So you got to have a little area, a little connection point where when you put the generator on, it disconnects the power company's line, and so that's called a transfer switch. And I researched that, but I kind of failed at that a little bit. But I got a transfer switch which will do that job, but I have to alter the generator to a floating neutral, which means you disconnect the neutral from the ground in the generator. Okay, if you run the generator that way, it is unsafe because now it's not GFI protected. If you just use the generator alone and not connect it to the house and use power tool or something, okay, it's not that safe. But when you connect it to the house, now that ground and neutral in the generator will now go through the cable through the transfer switch to the bus bar in the main panel, and that's where the ground and the neutral will be connected. So as long as you have the cable hooked up, the generator is going to be fine, okay? But because there's GFIs in the generator, you have to disconnect the ground from the neutral in the generator. Otherwise, it's going to sense when you plug in the house, it's going to sense that, hey, there's a fault there, and it's going to switch everything off. So that's that. I have to do that. I'm going to mark it on the generator itself when I do that, so that everybody understands that it's got a floating neutral in it, a disconnected from ground neutral. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing. The garage has been, my little work area here has been kind of full of stuff. Just trying to figure everything out. And the hard part with the transfer switch is getting all the wires through the little conduit that they give you that connects to your main panel. And I've worked with wires before and trying to get things through a tight hole. So that didn't take that long. Maybe half an hour, you know. But that was pretty tough once you got all the wires through and you're trying to get that last wire through. If you work at it, it's not that hard. But it definitely, I'm pretty sure I could not get another wire through that conduit. Okay. So, let's see. So, yeah. So, gathering materials and all that sort of stuff has taken quite a bit of time. So, I wanted to give a little update as to why I've been posting and why I haven't been painting. Also, I started the little bocce ball league last Thursday. My friend Charlie, another artist, I think it's Charlie Asher art.com or something like that. I'm not sure. But he's got his own website too. And so we were there playing on Thursday morning. And it was cold, and I hate the cold. It was like the fog rolled in and a little breeze, you know. And when the fog rolls in, it gets cold. And I had layers, but I wish I had another nice thick layer, like a real heavy-duty coat or something. But I didn't. Anyway, so I've got a lot to do again today. I got to finish up on getting this transfer switch installed. I haven't really tested the generator yet, started it up. But I'll be doing that here pretty soon, too. Probably do that up today. I'll probably hook everything up and see if it actually works. Hope I don't burn down the house or screw something up. But I've worked in electrical stuff before. My mom's old house in Broderick was a really, really old house. I don't know when it was built. I I used to know. He had it on the, somebody scraped it above the door or something in the stucco, what year it was built. But it was old. It was old that the power facilities we had were the old fuse type thing, you know, dual fuse, just flip the switch, and now you got power to the house, fused. The little glass round fuses that look like little acorns. Anyway, I really don't know how many amps that is, but it they blew. You know, you put too much power on it and they'll blow. So anyway, so my mom one day back in 1979, 1980, somewhere in there, she said, "I need you to change out this power panel here." You know, permit to do it, so I had to figure out how to do that. And luckily, I found an electrical supply store, or something. It wasn't an electrical supply store, but they had, you know, a lot of stuff there, and they had appliances also on Auburn Boulevard, and they were really helpful. You know, I guess they saw a big sale, and yeah, I bought everything there. I bought the wire. I bought the panel box itself. I bought all the circuit breakers, and they gave me some tips on what I should be doing when I do these things. And so I built it, and I only had one problem when I was rigging up one outlet in the bedroom. I had one of my grounds touched the hot part of the outlet. Where the wire screws down onto it, the terminal part, and it was just barely touching it. And when you flip all the breakers on, and that one would keep on tripping. So I figured out which one it was. And I went back through and I looked. Oh, there it is. And I saw it. And I just pushed it up toward the back, the ground that is. So I pushed it toward the back of the box, and that fixed it. So it's run flawlessly ever since. I installed some lights for her. On the outside, so apparently she was pretty happy with it, and it's you know, and it's actually overwired for what it needs. Everything was 12 gauge, so you could run 20 amps on that, and you don't really need to, and it's, except for the circuit for the dryer, I put that in. And my mom never had a dryer, though, back then. So, let's see, what else? So I've had some experience doing that. And I've done the wiring in this house, too. So I've had some experience with that. Plus being a splicer, but we don't splice electrical cables. When I was a splicer doing MuxWorks, yeah, then we had to deal with the battery voltage and the AC voltage going to the units that we were working on. But we really didn't wire that stuff up, but occasionally we did deal with some of the wiring for whatever reason. Let's see, what else? Yeah, so that's why I haven't been posting. So let me get at it here and I'll make this short post. Yeah, and also I haven't been watching the news because it's too depressing, so I've been trying to stay busy that way. And we also, you know, we really couldn't take it, so we had to donate to one of the charities that are definitely on the ground out there in the Ukraine and Poland and or in Europe at least, dealing with the refugees. I guess that's the best I can do as far as helping. So we gave what we feel is a generous donation from our part. And I'm not trying to blow my horn, but just in case somebody wants to know, what did I do? I wasn't ignoring them. I just, you know, I just can't seem to really watch it too much because it really does bum me out to watch all that. I mean, it shouldn't be happening, but it is. And it could happen here. So be aware. So have a good one, and unless you're in the Ukraine, it's kind of hard to do that, and take it easy.